Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne raises her voice regarding the pension reform. She believes that there is a majority in the Assembly ready to vote on the text. In front of the MPs, the head of government tries to be convincing, saying that voting the reform is not a support for the government. And the text will pass tomorrow in a joint committee of 7 MPs and 7 senators. At the same time will be held the 8th day of mobilization against this reform. Nearly 230 rallies are planned throughout France. Between 650 and 850,000 demonstrators are expected throughout the country, including 80 to 50,000 in Paris alone. In transportation, the strike will also continue tomorrow. The SNCF announces disrupted traffic with 3 out of 5 TGV on average and 2 TER out of 5. As for the Paris garbage collectors, the movement will also continue. They announced today an extension of the strike, at least until next Monday. In the rest of the news, in Dordogne, there is still no trace of the prisoner who escaped from the semi-open prison of Mouzac. The 55-year-old man managed to slip away from the prison guards yesterday during his training at the farm school, dependent on the prison. The detainee served a 28-year prison sentence for a double murder committed in 2002 in Nice. And Pierre Palmade remains under judicial supervision. The comedian is prohibited from leaving the hospital in which he is currently being cared for after a stroke. The actor is indicted for homicide and involuntary injuries after the serious road accident he caused in early February while he was under the influence of cocaine. And then a new formula for the Soccer World Cup. As they were gathered for a congress in Rwanda, the leaders of FIFA decided on a World Cup with 48 teams divided into 12 groups of 4 from 2026. A format which would add therefore 16 additional teams with the creation of a round of 32. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.